What's the reasoning behind the Trump administration implementing these tariffs?
I think the Trump administration has several reasons. One, they want to send a message to Mexico and Canada that they want the administration wants them to do more to stop the flow of fentanyl, perhaps to monitor the borders. But more broadly, I think the president doesn't like the fact that the U.S. runs trade deficits with these two countries. In fact, we run trade deficits with the entire world. And he's wanting to use the tariffs to motivate more of that production that we're buying from other countries to relocate here in the U.S. That, unfortunately, I think is a very long-run process. We're not going to build toy factories here, for example, overnight. So I'm not clear that that last objective can be met very quickly.
These tariffs take effect tomorrow, February 4th. I'm curious, what are the biggest goods we're going to see taxed, and when might we start to feel the impacts of these tariffs, maybe at the grocery store?
Well, we import a variety of things from Mexico and Canada. From Mexico, we import vehicles. We also import a lot of fruits and vegetables. From Canada, we import lumber. The big import, though, that many people don't realize is oil. And it's interesting that the president has said that the tariff on oil will be much lower, not the 25% on other things, but 10%. So I think probably over the short run, the biggest concern that the administration might have in terms of what the effect of prices is twofold. One, some prices in the grocery store. People go to grocery stores every week. They notice those prices. But secondly, at the gas pump, whether those higher prices on higher tariffs on imported oil from Canada will translate into higher gas prices at the pump. The analysts say yes, and I would agree with that.
Dr. Wadden, you mentioned cars a moment ago. I'm also thinking about interest rates, right? How does this impact going out and buying a house or buying a car for many Americans?
Not directly. In fact, there are some economists who argue that the impact of the tariffs, if they would achieve their goal, could improve the value of the dollar, which would have somewhat of a lowering effect on interest rates. But that's more in the bailiwick right now of the Federal Reserve and other factors, so I wouldn't expect a big impact on interest rates unless the economy really took a nosedive. There is some concern among some economists that this could not necessarily send us into a recession, but certainly reduce economic growth. In that case, we could see some lowering of interest rates simply because there are not as many people out there wanting to borrow.
Do you fall into that camp, or you think we could be headed that way where the economy slows down?
No, I'm not in that camp. I think this, my personal view right now, is I think this will be resolved rather quickly. Mexico and Canada actually have, I think, more reason to worry because their exports to us are more important to their economies than our exports to them. So I think this can be resolved fairly quickly. I wouldn't be surprised, for example, that it's resolved today, although I'm not predicting that. But I'm hopeful that in the next couple of weeks, this will be over.
What does a resolution look like?
Probably a resolution looks like mostly an impact on statements about the border and about fentanyl. Possibly some discussion. The trade we have with Canada and Mexico is actually, in some sense, dictated by an agreement we got with them called the North American Free Trade Agreement that is about 20 years old. And in that agreement, the U.S. said we're going to be the producer and supplier of, for example, vehicle parts, but we're going to rely on Mexico to put those parts together. And this is all based on what each country could do most cheaply and therefore benefit consumers in the hemisphere. I think that if there's some statement, for example, that the U.S. is going to work to reestablish or increase auto factory production here in the country, and there's some sort of tentative agreement with Mexico and Canada, we could see some statement like that coming out of an agreement.
Where does China factor into all this?
China's a whole nother issue. We have not just trade issues with China. I mean, the trade issue is that China can make a lot of things more cheaply than we can, and that's why they send a lot of products here and we buy them. The concern is really twofold. Is China heavily subsidizing those producers, so that many people would call that unfair trade? But I think the bigger problem or issue with China is geopolitical. They are probably our chief competitor, if you will. I won't say adversary, but competitor in the world. And so I think I look at that as a whole different section of this issue, as opposed to Canada and Mexico, who are friends of ours, very, very strong allies. So, and interestingly, when President Trump in his first term put tariffs on China, the Biden administration continued those tariffs. So I think that's a whole separate issue.
NC State Economics Professor Emeritus Dr. Mike Walden. Dr. Walden, thanks for your time and perspective as always. Look forward to visiting again on this and other topics in the near future.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye now.